The scripture reading today comes from the book of Genesis, chapter 12. We'll read the first four verses. Genesis chapter 12, beginning with verse 1. Now the Lord said to Abram, "Go forth from your country, from your relatives, from your father's house, to the land which I will show you. And I will make you a great nation, and I will bless you and make your name great. And so shall you be a blessing. And I will bless those who bless you, and the ones who curse you I will also curse. And in you all the families of the earth shall be blessed." So Abram went forth as the Lord had spoken to him, and Lot went with him. Now Abram was 75 years old when he departed from Haran. This is the word of God for the people of God. Thanks be to God. Abram was probably quite content. He was from a good family and enjoyed a great deal of prosperity for his day. His father, Terah, had acquired land and servants. Abram and his brothers inherited the estate from their father and built it up even more. It would have been quite natural for Abram to have centered his identity around that kind of success and that kind of stability in his life. He was probably living a life with which he would have been satisfied, comfortable, a place from which he would never have wanted to leave, a place that he longed to remain and live out the rest of his days. Then along comes this call from God, "Go forth," without so much as a hint of ever returning. Imagine the impact of receiving such a call from God. Leave all that you know, the security of today and all tomorrows, all that defines who you are. God is pulling Abram up by the roots and telling him to just go forth. Now, if I had been Abram, my questions would probably have been nearly as abundant as my doubts. If it had been me, I would have liked to have known why. Why must I go forth from here? Why can't you just keep blessing me right here? It's going pretty good so far. I'm not so sure about wandering around God knows where, for God knows how long, for God knows why. Why must you call me to be a wanderer? Why must I go forth? It takes a lot of courage to venture out. You know what else it takes? A reason. And the reason had better be a pretty good one. Sometimes the reason we decide to venture beyond our comfort zone is that the comfort doesn't seem to be what it used to be. Somewhere along the way, the situation has changed and the comfort we once enjoyed is now but a memory. In its place is only restlessness, or worse, disappointment. We are left asking ourselves, what's a nice guy like me doing in a place like this? So whether we're ready for a change or whether it's thrust upon us, we are ready to venture out from where we are to go somewhere else, anywhere else. Well, we don't know Abram's full story. This doesn't exactly seem to be the issue for him. Maybe he was in a rut. Maybe the comfort of his comfort zone hadn't been lost, but rather had gotten too comfortable. Maybe he wondered what he was actually capable of doing on his own. Maybe he had a hero's longing to venture out to discover who he really was and find out what he was really supposed to do. Could he become more than he was? He would only know if he was willing to set out on a voyage of self-discovery. What might he discover about himself on such a voyage? Rabbi Shay Held tells us the Hebrew words translated as "go forth" are actually quite ambiguous. More literally, they suggest something like "go for yourself" or even "go to yourself." Rashi, the unparalleled giant of Jewish biblical exegesis interprets the words to mean Abram's journey is for his own good and for his own benefit. Abram is not told merely that he is to give up everything and look for something better, richer, or more in tune with God's values, but that he must understand that the journey is for his own good. Abram can only be what he is intended to be when his own wants, needs, and aspirations correspond to God's. There's no ultimate contradiction between pursuing my own good and God's. They are, in the covenantal understanding, one and the same. Could Abram have imagined he would become the father of a mighty people? Little did he know that he would become the father of three world religions. Little did he know that in generations to come, he would be known as the wandering Aramean. What Abram didn't know was that he was to become the first of a long line of wanderers, his people, the Hebrews, a name which means wanderers, would be led by Moses, wandering for 40 years en route to the Promised Land. Again, his people would wander after being taken into captivity, first by the Babylonians and then by the Romans. And then there would come a Jewish rabbi who would tell those interested in following him, "Foxes have holes, birds of the air have nests, but the Son of Man has nowhere to lay his head." Maybe there was something appealing about the freedom of following the open road, going wherever the wind took him. Maybe Abram just wanted to discover what was around the next river bend. Whatever the reason, Abram set out on his voyage without any assurance of ever returning. And if he did return, he had to know that he would not be the same. It would be an epic voyage that would surely prove to lead him to a new life. It was a voyage for which he was willing to chuck everything. What kind of discovery might he have expected his voyage to provide? Surely he had to know that he would discover dangers beyond what he was accustomed to within his comfort zone. Maybe he sensed there would be some kind of authenticity for him to discover, the truth about himself and who he really was, about God and who God really was. Maybe he could discover some kind of spiritual discovery. Today is Rally Sunday. As is the practice, a theme has been selected for the beginning of a new Sunday school year. This year's theme is Voyage of Discovery. Having heard a little bit about the beginning of Abram's voyage might offer us a few questions as we embark on our own voyage, be it ever so much less arduous than Abram's. For instance, we might want to ask ourselves at the beginning of our voyage, what is it we hope to discover? Our one true source? A new or different way in which to engage with one another? New meaning for our lives? Might we discover a personal transformation on this journey? Do we hope to discover new places and different ways to encounter God? Before we settle on answers to such questions, there's a distinction to be made between voyagers and seekers. Often those who set out on quests to resolve or find such answers to these kinds of questions consider themselves to be seekers. Wayne Muller says the problem with that concept is when we become seekers, nothing is ever enough. Everything we have mocks us. We see only what is missing, and all that is already here seems pale and unsatisfying. A voyager, on the other hand, sets out to discover what is already there, what awaits those who hear the call and who are willing to go forth. To embark on a voyage of discovery, we must, first of all, believe there is something to discover. something that has been there all along, but we just haven't gone forth to places like that before. Or maybe we've been there, we've gone that way, but we've not been observant enough to discover the real beauty or meaning that we could find when we're there. Maybe we've noticed things that offer moments of discovery, but for one reason or another, in our rush or our distraction, we decided to pass them by without pausing to appreciate the potential power and truth that they show us. We're all going on a voyage of one kind or another. Just to keep our balance in an ever-changing world, we too remain always in motion. The question is, will our voyage be intentional or merely reactionary? Let's say we decide to go forth. We may not know where the voyage will take us or the distance we will have to travel. All we might be able to see is that first step. All we might be assured of is that the first step is only a beginning. We will have to take the next step and the one after that and all of the steps that follow. What we have to remember is that this voyage is not necessarily about the destination, but about the discovery to be found along the way. We have to embark with the understanding that wherever our voyage may take us, whether we reach our destination or not, we will be changed. Beginning this voyage means having a willingness to be changed, expecting and desiring to discover, at the very least, a new life for ourselves, a new perspective on the world around us and our place in it. The voyage is more about how we travel than how far we might go. We must set out on this voyage knowing that there is much for us to discover. It will demand that we keep our eyes and our hearts open to everything around us. From the smallest detail to the bigger picture, there is beauty and the presence of God's sustaining provisions all along our way. I invite you to embark on a voyage of discovery, discovering the presence of God's comfort and hope. Gather with supportive traveling companions, turn to trusted guides, engage in eye-opening conversations. Receive a blessing and be a blessing, remembering always that God is our true source of being. It is from God that we have come, and it is to God we journey each day. Amen.